How do you define vacation? For many, it's sightseeing and being adventurous, sure, but for most, I think vacation is defined as travel for relaxation. So let's take a moment and dissect this truly relaxing experience. First up, prior to the trip, you gotta clean the house, do all the laundry, pack the bags, keep an eye on the clock, and make sure to shuttle everyone to the airport on time so that you can wait for hours, crawl into a tube with tiny seats, and sit with strangers for several hours hoping for an on-time arrival at your destination. Otherwise, you wait several more hours, finally arrive, scramble and overspend on a cab, haul everything to a room, then spend the next week stressing out over how much more money you're floating on plastic than you actually budgeted for the trip. When it's all done, you have to repeat the stressful adventure just to get back, worrying the entire time how much crap you're going to have to deal with at work tomorrow. It's awesome. That is a lot of hassle and a lot of worry just to sit in a chair by some water, read a book, and post photos to Facebook bragging of your relaxing excursion. I love travel as much as the next guy, but that's what I call it. Travel. You know what a vacation is to me? This past Saturday. Vacation to me is an unexpected, sunny, 70-degree day in early March where instead of getting stuff done, I decide to vacation. No laundry, no packing, no race to the airport, just a book, a chair, a pair of shorts, some sunglasses, and a cold drink on my own deck. A full menu just 14 paces away in my own fridge. No tips, no overspending on meals, no cab ride to get there. In fact, not a dime spent. Plus, why share my experience with snide posts and photos on some social media site when with one phone call, I can invite the neighbors over to come down and actually enjoy the vacation with me in person, kicked back in the sun, great conversation, great company, stress-free, hassle-free, and debt-free. The best vacations you'll ever have with true relaxation happen when you least expect it, at home, provided you're willing to recognize the moment when it arrives.